My name is April Fleming. I'm sitting here with the members of Fag Cup. We could do a quick little round of intros.
My name's Wayne Payne. I play the drums. Yeah, I bring the pain.
My name is Kleptonymous. I sing and play guitar.
My name is Lou Piss, and I play bass at Fag Cup.
And we're a flower trio.
Thanks for joining me. Thanks for letting me sit on your porch. It's nice out.
Thanks for coming.
So who are you looking to most offend with your name?
Cops.
Definitely cops.
Yeah. See, because anybody who happens to be a fag, if you called them a cop, they would be offended.
Probably.
And that's not what we're going for. We're going for cops who you call fags, and they're offended, because it's kind of funny to offend police officers. It's like, you know, they're crazy.
A little crazy.
Crazy like a fox.
You were just mentioning getting a letter written about you in a competitive, esteemed Kansas City publication.
Some like little rag and Kansas City called The Pitch Weekly. But somebody, yeah, they reviewed our 7-inch in the CD section, for starters. It was a good review. There's been some confusion about the spelling or wording of the review, but it was positive overall, and I was surprised when they gave sort of a critical review to The Beautiful Bodies, who are, you know, as far as the band goes, they're pretty dece. They're from Kansas City. I don't see them a lot or whatever. But then, yeah, the Fag Cop review was in the CD section, even though it's not on CD. And then a week later, somebody wrote in saying that they would never ever see a band called Fag Cop, and like, the gay community shouldn't authorize slurs to reclaim them or some garbage. Said that Nigger Cop and Fag Cop and Kike Cop would all be the same, when obviously Fag Cop is the best name out of all three of them. No, but this is true, as everything else has been. But with MySpace and stuff, there have been just a shitload of labels that write us and go, let's do something, blah blah blah. I live in Nisch Nosch, Germany, or whatever, you know, someplace, and it's cool though. I know a lot of the records that we've made already, like a lot of like Frenchies buy them. That's pretty cool.
We're sending lots of records to France.
Well, not me, but the people who put out the records, yeah.
Who is putting out records? You have three of them.
Yeah, the first one was by this guy in Montana. Eat Records. Yeah, he did the first one, and he did a very poor job. And then the second one was this guy in Iowa, this guy in Milk and Herpes. His name's Josh, and he's a nice guy, and he's really on top of that kind of stuff. And then the record that we have just a song on, it's a compilation, 7-inch. I think this guy's in Massachusetts or something like that. Something like that.
Did everyone get in touch with you through MySpace, or?
Yeah. Well, I met a guy in person before he followed up through MySpace. But the first record was totally, out of MySpace, and I put the stuff up just like as a joke anyway, so, and then some asshole put it out, so that's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Me, Kleptonymous, and I have been playing music together for a while. We actually used to live in Olathe, and I was trying to start a band out there. And so I made some flyers and put them up, and then he responded to it, and we started jamming. And
you guys hadn't met before that?
No, we'd never met.
We met through a flyer, when we were like 18.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
But we played together for like 6 years or 7 years or something.
Yeah.
We played for a long time, and maybe like 3 or so years ago, I don't know when we started, we met Aaron through a Craigslist ad. It was MM4M, and it worked out, you know? Mm-hmm. And since then, we've had a good master-slave relationship.
That's great. Not a lot of like punk rock in Lawrence anymore, is it? Are we a bunch of sissies or what happened?
I don't know. I think you mean the bands that play here,
or the lack of punk rock bands that play here.
Sure. It seems like it's better than it was 3-4 years ago, in my opinion. Mm. And I'm pretty like negative, you know. So it seems like things that are going on in Lawrence are more punk rock than they were when I moved here, and it was, you know, indie rock city, and it's just music you can't enjoy. I cannot for the life of me enjoy, you know. It's just,
yeah, and when we first started playing shows in Lawrence, we were like, there was bands that were trying to get us thrown off the bill and all this stuff, and all these like people were just being like total fucking assholes about shit.
That's true.
And so that, I guess, at least I can speak for myself, and that's given me kind of a negative feeling towards certain musical styles, but...
So they just didn't want you to play because you played a certain kind of music?
Yeah, because we were, you know, loud and, you know, raucous, you know.
And we threw raw hamburger meat at people.
Yeah, did all sorts of antagonistic shit.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, you know, that's the thing, it's like... We're, you know, we like to have fun, and I mean, shows aren't fun when people are staring at their shoes or whatever, you know. In my opinion, it's like, just be goofy, you know, and have fun.
Yeah, you gotta...
Everybody was so serious, and now it doesn't seem that much. Because there's good bands, I think, like bands I want to see that play in the world.
A lot of bands now kind of take themselves less seriously, and they just want to have fun, which is what it's all about in the first fucking place. Because it's not like anybody in the, you know, especially like the local music industry, or even a lot of bands that, you know, tour the world and shit like that, they don't make any money off of it, and they just do it because it's fun, you know. That's like kind of the point, and when you're just like stressed out about, like, oh, we gotta sell, oh, we don't have all our songs up for sale on MySpace and all this kind of bullshit that doesn't really matter in the big picture, you know.
It seems weird to like boot someone off of a local show.
Yeah, but it happened to us, definitely.
Yeah. They didn't successfully boot us off. They were trying to, but...
Because, yeah, we were annoying, and we ended up breaking some girl's nose and stuff. You remember that.
Yeah, refresh for the
infamous.
Well, we played in this band. Ball. It doesn't matter, but we played in this band, and during one of the shows, somebody in the band broke a girl's nose, and we ended up having to pay like $1,200, and we got disqualified from this battle of the bands that we supposedly would have won. But who cares if we won or lost anyways? Being disqualified and yelled at was where my problem was. So there's people I hadn't seen in like 4 years who saw me outside of it, and they're like, "That's so fucked up, you threw equipment, you trashed that equipment." I'm just like, "You're not even yelling at me about the girl whose nose we broke?
Yeah.
Get out of my face, hippie!"
People were pissed because we like smashed some guitars and like this shitty drum set that I bought off this guy at my work for $50 for the sole purpose of smashing it at a show.
We took a sledgehammer.
Deliberately try to break her nose. No, it was incidental. Yeah.
But she ended up marrying this guy that we were friends with, and they met like that reason. And now they get tattoos of each other, or not maybe their images, but
they get the same tattoo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I introduced them, and I met that girl because we accidentally broke her nose.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
With a drum head.
In Finland.
What of it? Yeah, I played in a band and stuff. That was pretty cool. We played some Fag Cop songs. That was groovy. Nice guys. A little weird, psychotic in a cute way. There's a weird music scene over there. It's totally weird. There's bars that own vans and they give the vans to bands that need to use them. Can you imagine a place like the Replay owning a van to lend out to bands?
That's great.
That's fucking awesome. Insane. And at every place you play, they cook you food. There's always like vegetarian food there for everybody, and you get paid and you get beer and stuff. It's totally different playing shows over there.
That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it's totally better. But I mean, it's probably better if you're in a band that the showgoers like, which wasn't the case for me.
Oh, no.
It isn't really the case for me now, but... I personally, we've talked about this before, but it's like when the people watching you are so annoyed, it's kind of gratifying in a way because you're like, you don't get it, you know? It's like, this is fun to play loud and really abrasively and, you know.
You think they'd be used to loud and abrasive?
I don't know. You would think, maybe, but...
I am just stereotyping the... like Northern European metal.
There's a metal scene, yeah, but they like pop punk. It's weird, you know. They don't like anything that's scuzzy, really, anything that's lewd in any sense. I like lewd music personally. My personal planner. What I want out of Fag Cop is to just use the band as an excuse to travel and to play shows elsewhere and to make records and stuff. I don't know if that'll happen, but or what we should do, because it seems like we've released like a lot of stuff, quote unquote, for how long we've been around, but it's like, I don't know if we should do more or just release 7 inches or an LP. I don't know. We've kind of talked about it, but it doesn't seem like Fag Cop is so suited to a full-length record because it's, I don't think of it as a serious thing at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Personally, I think that, you know, rather than put out a full-length, I'd rather put out just like 5-7 inches because there's so much more room for creativity with like artwork on the cover. And,
yeah.
You know, just have like a little concept for a 7-inch or whatever, you know. It's just like, seems like it's more fun. You know, and they cost a lot less money. They're like $5 or whatever, like $3 depending on where, you know, what asshole's ripping you off for it.
Right.
But I think that's the more fun way, and kind of the way that we've been working things with the Spread Eagles and with this band is that we just kind of, you know, we record stuff either in our garage on like 4 tracks or whatever, or we go somewhere and have someone record us for free, and then, you know, someone decides to put it out and we just like send them the MP3s and then they pay to have the records pressed.
It's fairly
and stuff.
Passive. Yeah.
Yeah, then they send us some records and we can either sell them or give them away or like throw them in the toilet or whatever we feel needs to happen.
And then you get something out of it.
Yeah, and it just seems like there's just not
a
whole lot of money involved.
You're working with one person either or one label.
Yeah, and just working with like different labels or whatever, you know, it makes it more fun and there's just more variety and just like, you know, why. We'll be right back.
Well, how did the South by Southwest thing work out?
It was terrible. Nate stepped in human shit. There was... No, it was
That's
awesome.
True. Yeah.
It was awesome. Except for the stepping... We drove there, we were up all night, and then we like got to this, we just showed up there at like 6:30 in the morning, no place to stay or whatever, and so we found this abandoned lot in some neighborhood where a house got torn down and we slept there, and then these real shady people asked me if I had weed on me, but they like looked like they were going to try to stab me or something, right. I don't know. What kind of scoundrels hang out in Texas?
I found a woman's purse in this same lot where we slept, and it had been stolen 2 days prior, and I called the business cards that were scattered all throughout, and she's like, oh, thanks a lot. Like, my purse got stolen out of my car a couple days ago. I was like, hey, I did my good deed for the day.
How did the turd come into play then?
Well,
it was on the side of
Beerland. Yeah. I stepped in human shit.
There's apparently it's like a hobo toilet on the side of Beerland.
But the shows themselves went well, I guess. I guess we played the Florida's Dying showcase. Florida's Dying is this label in Florida run by this really wacky guy named Rich. And we're actually playing with this band in July at the Replay.
He's like the Dr. Demento of Florida.
Yeah, he's the Dr. Demento of Florida easily, and he puts out records and stuff. And sells them on his website.
And he puts out.
But we played his thing, and we were the first band, and it's like the first day of the festivities in Texas. And we're like just getting things warmed up at Beerland, and we've got like a 20-minute set because the woman who booked us, a very nice woman, was just like, yeah, you can play, but they're 20-minute sets for all the bands. And then we just kicked ass, blew the fucking candles out on that cake. Nobody could follow us without looking like a total shithead.
We saw a lot of really cool great bands.
Alright, well, thank you guys for
thanks, April.
Letting us up.
Yeah, Lawrence.com.